And when you cut up apples or peaches and dry them, you're making...
dried fruit.
Okay. Did you ever happen to call them snits?
Call them what?
Snits. Okay. And what's the kind of nuts that you pull up from the ground and roast?
Peanuts.
Do you ever call them anything else?
Goobers.
Anything else? You can think of?
Ground peas.
Okay. Is there any difference between those that are bought and shelled and those that aren't? Like, is there a difference when you get them and they still have the shell on them, and when you get them and they don't have a shell on them? Would you call them different things?
Well, it's still peanuts right on, but you'll have them parched or salted and boiled.
Well, what other kind of nuts do you have around here?
Well, you've got chestnuts, you've got walnuts, you've got pecans, and hickory nuts. Mm-hmm.
What do you call the hard covering of a walnut?
Well, shell.
And what's the kind of nut that you grow? Not pecan, but it's another kind, and it has a long, thin, sort of beigey shell on it.
English walnut?
No, there's another kind. You know, when you were talking about nuts, you mentioned pecans and walnuts and chestnuts and things. There's another kind of nut. And it's in, they make candy bars out of it. You know, you can have candy coated of these. They're thin little nuts, but they're shaped kind of like that. It's flat.
Almonds?
Yeah. And the kind of fruit that's about as big as an apple, but it has a thick skin like a lemon.
Orange.
Okay. And if there are a bowl of oranges standing somewhere and one day you go to get one and there aren't any left, then you'd say the
oranges all gone?
Now, little red vegetables that have sort of a peppery taste to them, what do you call those?
Red vegetables that have what?
Sort of a peppery taste to them. They're small and they're red-covered root vegetables.
Radishes?
And what's the little, they're round things, I think of it as a vegetable, but it's really a fruit, and you put it in salad, and it's red, and it's got little tiny seeds in it. And they grow on a bush, you slice them in.
I know, and I had some of them that's in that fruit tonight that I had, but I can't think, cherry.
Okay. And then, what about the vegetable, and you make ketchup out of this one?
Tomatoes.
Okay. Do you have a name that you call tomatoes that are about that big, or do you just call them tomatoes?
Still tomatoes to me.
Tomatoes. Okay. Well, along with your meat, you might have a baked... when you're having steak, you have... a white vegetable with it. What's that called?
Well, you got two or three different kinds of steaks. You can have a T-bone, round.
Mm-hmm. But now you're having a steak, and along with your steak, you usually get...
potato.
Okay. And what kinds of different potatoes do you usually eat?
Well, there's only two that I know of, and that's iced potatoes and sweet potatoes. And with your steak, you'll have iced potatoes that either baked or french fries.
Is there another name that you might call the sweet potatoes or the kind of
yams?